You are catching the wave with a brand new vibe in quartet music on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Keep it live. The hottest mix ever. 50,000 watts of power. 50,000 watts of praise. You're listening to
NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studio of the NFI Gospel Network.
In HD2. Come on in. We've been expecting you. Catch the wave.
I'm happy right now. I'm the same now. Listen.
If Jesus can't fix it, nobody can.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh,
and all your bills are due. Your town is giving you problems, and your health is failing too.
Why don't you? Why don't you?
The weight of the world, yeah, is pressing you down. And when you need a friend, no one can be found. But I know someone,
well,
who really cares. Whatever, whatever, whatever your situation, he will answer prayer. Oh, with an issue of blood. My Bible said it was 12 long years. But you know what happened? She heard about Jesus was passing through. You know what she did? She pressed her way through the crowd. You know what she said? If I could touch the hem of his gown, she said, I know I'll be made whole. Oh, it's Jesus.
Yeah,
nobody. Oh, Lord. Can I just kind of minister to y'all a little bit? How many had problems and you tried to fix it, but all you did was just mess it up? I stopped in Nashville to tell you, give it to Jesus. Somebody here got a problem tonight. You can't fix it. I don't know everybody's name here tonight, but I know a few things. Oh, Lord. Somebody got high blood pressure. You can't fix it. Somebody might have a bad heart here tonight.
You can't fix it.
Jesus. Somebody might have diabetes tonight. Give it to Jesus. You think that? Give it to Jesus. Give it to Jesus. Give it to Jesus. He will. Somebody says, y'all are done. How do you know he'll fix it?
Jesus.
He did something for me. People all over the world
said, Jonah God, he ain't gonna make it.
Jesus, 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 Jesus.
Y'all are giving to him tonight.
I wanna see somebody's hand that know he'll fix it. Let me see it, just wave your hand. Give it to him, give it to him. Give it to Jesus, give it to Jesus. Give it to
Jesus.
Oh, he did it for me. Yes, he did. Yeah. A few years ago, they wrote me off. That little boy from California, he ain't gonna last long. He sang too hard. Nashville. Yeah, I am. 35 years later, I'm holding on. How many know I'm holding on? I'm holding on. I'm holding on. Yes, I am.
Yes, I am.
Oh. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Will. I feel good. I feel good.
Yeah.
Where's Reverend Dale Pettis? Where you at, Reverend? Come on up. Jesus. We're going to have a prayer. How about a hand for Reverend Pettis? Y'all give it up.
Tonight, everybody's standing. Just kind of hold a hand with somebody. Father, tonight, first of all, we want to tell you thank you. Thank you tonight because we're able to stand on our own legs. Thank you tonight because we can see with our own eyes and we can hear with our own ears. Thank you because we're still able to breathe in and breathe out. Lord, we come tonight. Somebody ought to just help me tell him, thank you, Lord. Thank you because we can look back over our life and count the mountain that you pulled us over. And we can count the valleys that you brought us over. But Lord, somebody here tonight brought some situations in this building. Somebody tonight brought a heartache in this building. Somebody tonight brought bad children in this building. Somebody came tonight because they're waiting on you to bless tonight. Lord, we come asking you to bless us tonight. One thing about it, we know you're able to do it. Second thing about you, we know that you will do it. And thirdly, we're standing here because you've already done. Thank you, sir. And God, here we are tonight, turning our problems over to you.
you tonight. You're the only one that's got the power to heal our bodies, deliver our minds, ease our pain. We need you. And right now we just tell you thank you in advance.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
If Jesus
can,
nobody
can. Somebody wave your hand and just thank him right now.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Reverend. How about a hand for the good Reverend?
Yes.
Jesus will fix it.
Oh, yes.
Somebody know he fixed something.
Somebody say he fixed something for me.
Yes.
Yes, oh, I need a few handshakes tonight.
Ooh.
I want to fix it.
Yes,
I want to fix it.
Yes,
I want to fix it.
Yes.
He'll
do it. He'll do it.
Jesus will.
He'll do it. He'll do it.
He fixes it.
He'll do it. He'll do it.
He's able.
Yes, sir.
Somebody got a situation, but he's able.
Able.
They wrote me off some years ago, but God had me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
In the palm of his hand.
Yeah.
Somebody tell him thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Tell him thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
The only way you're going to get home tonight, Jesus is going to take you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
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 Oh, Lord.
Jesus.
Keep on doing.
Jesus. We got to move on, y'all.
Yeah. blessings, telling you what God has done. Counting my blessings, naming them one by one. If you need a witness, I will be the one. I'm counting my blessings, I'm telling you what God has done. I remember when the pain was so deep, thought it would kill me, my strength was so weak. When I looked around, all I could see was your hand on me, and that is just one of the ways.
I'm counting my blessings, telling you what God has done. I'm counting my blessings, naming them one by one. And if you need a witness, I will be the one. Counting my blessings, telling you what God has done.
Just remember when the bills were due, your friends were few, he always came through. He did. Even when your heart was broken, your faith was stolen, but now you can get up and say,
I'm counting my blessings.
What he's done,
yeah. My blessings, naming them one by one. And if you need a witness, I will be the one.
I'm
counting my blessings, telling you what God has done.
Come on, you gotta say it with us, y'all.
I'm counting my blessings, telling you what God has done. I'm counting my blessings, naming them one by one. And if you need a witness, I will be the one. I'm counting my blessings, telling you what God has done.
Me before I even call.
Oh,
We need to ride.
bringing you the very best in contemporary music.
Check it out now. With the flow, here we go, yo.
Yeah, baby. Come on.
Traditional music.
And you hope they're going to be with you always. But when you get in trouble, you can't find them. It's part of the process. Because God trying to cut folk that always pulling from you but never give back to you.
It's all live right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina. Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
Join the NFI Radio Gospel Network with 30 Minutes Power of Prayer 2024 here on the NFI, Mondays through Thursdays, 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Power of Prayer. Men and women of God that are coming forth praying for you, this nation, and the people around the world for healing, deliverance, and setting the captives free. Don't miss us right here. The Power of Prayer Request Hotlines, Mondays through Thursdays, here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, where the breakthroughs and miracles are manifesting in this year of 2024. Join us. The Power of Prayer Request Hotlines. Dial in anytime. That's 563-999-3020. Again, that number, 563-999-3020. We'll look forward to hearing from you. The Power of Prayer Request Hotlines, here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
You're powerful, God. You're mighty, God. We love you, Jesus. We love you. We bless you. We adore you. We magnify you. How excellent is your name?
Thank you. DC, make some noise. Hallelujah. Put those hands together. We give God praise for the blood. Come on, we're telling the world about the blood.
Do this, everybody.
Clap your hands like this. We want to lift this chant up all over the world. Hallelujah. Just praise the Lord, sing it, Lord. Let our hearts are filled with worship towards you. We salute your sacrifice on Calvary's cross.
The blood, saved my soul.
Come on, let me hear you.
I know it was the blood, that made me whole.
Let me hear you on this side. Hey.
listen to us. We declare the blood of our country, the blood of our nation, the blood over your children, the blood over your family. Come on, declare, open up your mouth, and I speak the blood. Lift your voices up. Come on, let's declare in this building that it's the blood. Where would I be if it wasn't for the blood of Jesus?
Nice welcome for Little Richard.
As I look around, I can see so many people who cannot walk, not talk, not see. I thank God for the health and strength that I have. For there's someone worth all than I am. I often thought about the many problems that I have, and it seems that some of them would never end. But I realize that I also grateful for there's someone worth all than I am. If I could tell the world about all of my affliction, some of them could also tell that story too. Lord have mercy. Then I begin to realize the mind of nothing. Lord, it ain't nothing. For there's someone worse off than I am. There is someone out there worse off than I am. I thank God for that He gave, that my God gave to me. There is someone worse off than I am. Worse off than I am. Thank God. I thank God for that He gave, that my God gave to me. There is someone worse off than I am. Wherever you are, think about it. Worse off than I am.
there's someone out there worse off than I am. Just think about it, ladies and gentlemen. There is someone worse off than I am.
You are catching the wave with a brand new vibe in quartet music on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Keep it live, live, live. The hottest mix ever. 50,000 watts of power. 50,000 watts of praise. You're listening to
NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studio of the NFI Gospel Network.
In HD2. Come on in. We've been expecting you. Catch the wave.
Welcome to the Power of Prayer. Request Hotline 2024. Intercessory prayer warriors. Men and women of God. Praying for you. Heard Monday through Thursday at 12:30 p.m. till 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Feel free to call in at any time at 984-733-3977. For one of our prayer warriors to pray with you on our 24-hour hotline. To listen now, by phone at 12:30 p.m., call 563-999-3020. Again, to listen now, call 563-999-3020 or go to our website at nfiradio.com. Good afternoon.
Hallelujah. Praise God on today. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with thanksgiving and with singing, dear Father. Know ye that the Lord, he is God, and it is he that have made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pastures. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. This is Evangelist Linda Pettiford. I bring you greetings from the Welcome Baptist Church and the First Love Baptist Church here in the city of Newark, New Jersey. I come to you on today to make a joyful noise unto the Lord through prayer. Let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, creator of heaven and earth, we come to give you the glory, and we come to give you the honor and the praise on today. We lift you up, and we magnify your holy and everlasting name. Lord, we love you, dear Father. We adore you, dear Father, for you are our King. We worship you today, O Lord, for you are worthy of all of our praise. Dear Father, we give you thanks on today. Among all the chaos that surrounds us, we thank you for protecting us, dear Father. We thank you for every blessing, every trial, and every disappointment, because it strengthens us. And it molds us into the people we are destined to be. We thank you for giving us wisdom and courage to face our present battles and the ones that are ahead of us, O Lord. For we know that all things work together for good for them that love you and a call according to your purpose, dear Father. Lord, we thank you for allowing us to live to see another day. We thank you for food on our tables, clothes on our backs, and a roof over our heads. We thank you, dear Father, for dying on the cross for us and washing away our sins. We thank you for blessing us with much more than we deserve. We thank you for being with us and guiding us as we travel along life journeys. We thank you for the wonderful friends and families that you have blessed us with, dear Father. Thank you for keeping them safe and covering them in your precious blood. Lord, we thank you for bringing us the right people into our lives and removing the wrong ones. And we thank you for presenting us with new and wonderful opportunities each day. Lord, we thank you for opening doors that no man can shut. So many times, dear Father, we go through life relying on our own capabilities, knowing that it is only by your grace that the blessings, the success, and the prosperity can manifest in our lives. Lord, we know that you are El Shaddai, all-sufficient one. Help us to remember that you are the source of all our blessings and power. Nothing is too hard for you to handle, dear Father. We ask you, Lord God, for a fresh anointing in our lives on today. You said in your word that when we ask, believe that we have it. Today, by faith, we confess that we can do all things through you, which gives us strength to accomplish all of our dreams. And conquer all of our obstacles that are in our way. I declare and decree on today that the strongholds that are preventing us from achieving our goals are broken right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We believe that the Holy Spirit within us will keep us from the oppression of the enemy. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that we don't have to stand alone because you are always with us. For you, our Heavenly Father, has placed the power in us to conquer every hindrance that holds us back. We were created in your image, dear Father. We were created for greatness, dear Father, for we are beautifully and wonderfully made. We are your disciples, dear Father, called to go out to win souls. Thank you for equipping us to study your word so that we can be victorious in all that you have assigned our hands to do. We are not afraid of the enemy on today, but you said in your word, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. We pray, dear Father, that we can heal, that you would heal our land, dear Father. For we know, dear Father, in 2 Chronicles 7:14, you said that if my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, turn away from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven. And I will forgive their sins and heal the land. We approach your throne on today, dear Father, to ask you to bless our nation. For we know that you are Jehovah Shalom, Prince of Peace, Maker of heaven and earth. Let your power overflow. Bring peace among our countries, dear Father. There's racism all over the land. There is wickedness in high places. Your people are being destroyed by the lack of knowledge. Ignorance has taken over our nation, dear Father. There is hatred and there is deception. But we call on you today in desperation to hold our nation in the palm of your hand. Protect your people in their goings and their comings. I declare and I decree right now in the mighty name of Jesus that all strongholds over the lives of all of us who cannot find their way, that you loosen them, I bind up the devil in the mighty name of Jesus. I cast down every imagination, every high thing that exhausts itself against the knowledge of you. Pour out your as you heal our land. Touch our leaders, dear Father. Give them knowledge and compassion to make the right decisions, dear Father, for your people. We know that in due time that you will bring your wrath upon all false prophets and corrupt leaders. Bless the sick today, O God, and the shut-ins, dear Father. For we know that you have the power to heal the sick and raise the dead. For you healed the woman with the issue of blood when she touched the hem of your garment, dear Father, and she was made whole. Look upon the poor, the hungry, the homeless, and the oppressed, dear Lord. Lord, we come now to ask your forgiveness of our sins, dear Lord. For we know that we have mistreated others. We have spread rumors, and we have torn down the characters of others. But help us to stop holding on to past sins, dear Father. Help us to forgive others. Forgive us, dear Father, as you forgive our debts, and as we forgive our debtors. You, dear Father, is a great example of how to forgive. When they hung you on the cross and they whipped you all night long, they put a crown of thorns around your head, hung you high and stretched you wide. But you asked your Father to forgive them, for they know not what they do. We follow your example on today, dear Father, for we forgive others for hurting us. Help us to forgive ourselves also, dear Father. Help us to stop holding on to past sins. The Apostle Paul said, forgetting those things that are behind and reaching forth to those things which are before us. Lord, we know that you have forgiven us for our wrongdoings of the past. We are asking you to help us to let go of past sins. Let go of all the guilt that we're feeling today, oh God. And some of that guilt, dear Father, that we feel, Satan is using it against us to drive us to drink, dear Father, to use drugs, dear Father, to engage in illicit sex, dear Father. Guilt has driven some of us to mental problems, dear Father, to murder and to suicide, and has tormented many, many souls. Sins are being glamorized today, dear Father. Women are exposing their bodies, dear Father, selling their bodies, dear Father. And men are exploiting women through song. But the devil is a liar on today. We rebuke you, Satan, in the mighty name of Jesus. Devil, you've got to flee out of our lives from God's people, dear Father. We bind up those sins. Loosen the forgiveness, dear Father. Hallelujah, dear Father. For we know we have sinned and come short of your glory. But we know, Lord, that you are faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God, we know that you will bring us out on today if we just openly confess our sins. Somebody is holding on to some unconfessed sins on today. King David acknowledged his sin was before him day and night. He felt God's heavy hand upon him, but when he kept silent and didn't confess, his bones waxed old. But when we humble ourselves and he humbled himself and confessed his sin before God and he asked forgiveness, then David said, I wait upon you patiently, dear Father, and you heard my cry. You brought me up out of the miry clay and the horrible pit, dear Father. Set my feet upon a rock. He has put a new song in my mouth and praise on my lips. We ask in your name to help us to confess those hidden sins that is haunting us. Help us to stop holding grudges against others and plotting revenge. Confess it right now in the mighty name of Jesus and let God do the getting even. For you, dear Father, said that vengeance is mine and I will repay. Hallelujah. For those unconfessed sins, cry out to the Lord on today and tell him to have mercy on you, a sinner, truly that you're truly sorry, and ask God to forgive your past. Even, dear Father, everything that you have done, every bad deed that you have done, my God is faithful and just to forgive you. And he's able to take away all your sins. Hallelujah, dear Father. Hallelujah, dear Father. Creating us a clean heart on today, dear Father. Hallelujah. You have to forgive everyone who have wronged you. And we thank you, dear Father, for cleansing us by your blood shed on the cross for me. Hallelujah, dear Father. Dear Father, help your people to know who you are today, dear Father. Help them to know the power that you show through your character on today, oh God. Let them know that you are the Son of God. You said in your word, dear Father, that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Hallelujah. Let them know that you are the divine teacher who teaches us all things to be examples to the world. You teach us how to live holy, and we thank you, dear Father. Let the whole world know that you are a soul winner who heads up darkness from your children, dear Father. You led the Samaritan woman up out of the darkness into the marvelous light. Let them know that you are the great physician, how you opened the eyes of the blind. You cleansed the lepers, and you made the lame walk, the dumb talk, and you raised Lazarus from the dead. Let them know, dear Father, that you are the water of life, satisfying the thirsty heart, that you give living water so that they will never thirst again. Let them know that you are a defender of the weak, how you defended the woman brought to you to be restored, oh Father. Hallelujah, oh God. They brought her to you to stone her to death, oh God. But you stooped down on the ground and you wrote and you told your accusers, he without sin cast the first stone. And you told a woman to go and sin no more. Let them know, dear Lord, that you are the light of the world, that you demonstrated that when you gave sight and light to the one who was blind. And you told us to let our light shine before men, that they may see our good work and glorify you, which is in heaven. Hallelujah, dear Father. Let them know that you are King of kings and Lord of lords, for you have dominion and glory, that all your people will serve you, dear Father. Your kingdom will not be destroyed. You will reign until you put your enemies under your feet, dear Father. Lord, let them know that you are serving, dear Father, when you wash the feet of your disciples. Let them know that the greatest among us shall serve, not for others to serve us, dear Father. Let them know that you are the model sufferer, O God. Through your suffering, we will gain eternal life. You were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquity. By your stripes, dear Father, we are healed. Hallelujah, I pray for all the listeners on today, dear Father. Special prayer for Pastor Kearney, that you, Lord, will strengthen him to withstand all of the pressures that he is under on today. And to all of you that's under the sound of my voice, pray without ceasing, because we know that prayer changes things. Pray continually and watch and abide in Christ. If we ask anything in his name, he will give it to us. He will give us our heart's desire. I know prayer changes things. May God bless each and every one of you, and may heaven smile upon you. God bless.
Though the storms keep on raging in my life, and sometimes it's hard to tell the night from day. Still that hope that lies within is reassured as I keep my eyes upon the distant. Sure, I know he'll lead me safely to that blessed place he has prepared. But if the storms don't cease,
If you want to see Jesus,
that's all you gotta do.
ship has landed. Somebody's mother, I know, oh, oh, the ship has landed. Somebody's mother, somebody's mother. And I'm trying to tell you, if you want to see Jesus, step on, step on. The ship has landed. Many of thousands, I know, I know. The ship has landed. Many of thousands, oh, the ship has landed. It has landed many, 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 thousands. If you want to see Jesus, all you got to do, all you got to do is,
if you want
is
to
get on.
See Jesus,
oh, step right
step
on.
Right on.
I can't walk the water.
like the hands of time. Can't regulate your mind. Can't make these eyes see. I can't make you love me. All that I am, he made. Listen to me when I say I can do nothing, but I know somebody that can do it. I can't do nothing, but I know somebody that can do it. I can't. If you're sick, I want you to know he can heal
anything.
If you're broken in pieces, he can heal
anything.
If the weight on your shoulder, he can move
anything.
If you're bound in chains, he can
anything.
I said
God
can
anything.
God can. He can do
anything.
God he can do
anything.
Whatever you go.
We are right at the top of the hour. Time. You are listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Raleigh, North Carolina. I'm radio host, Patricia Waterbury, with the very best in quartet and contemporary Christian music.
Step on the throne. These days, my mama told me
those hands up in this atmosphere. Let's continue to worship the Lord.
You give light.
You are love.
You are love.
You bring light.
You bring light
into darkness. You are hope. Lord God.
You restore
every heart.
Every heart that
you know this
grows.
Song. Come on, lift up your hands in the atmosphere. Great are you, Lord.
Great are you, Lord.
Great are you, Lord.
Great are you, Lord. You bring
light.
You restore every heart.
Great are you, Lord.
Sing all the earth with.
is your breath in our lungs. So we,
come on, lift it up.
It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out, pour. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour, pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs.
Woo.
So we pour out our praise to you, Lord.
Woo. Oh, we worship you. Oh, I worship you, Lord.
Hold on.
There's a blessing coming through, Lord,
for me.
There's a blessing coming through,
yeah,
Lord,
for me.
There's a blessing coming through, Lord,
for me.
Shall be open. I don't know what you gonna do, but I'm gonna do what he said. Cause there's a blessing coming through, Lord.
For me.
Blessing coming through, Lord.
For me.
There's a blessing coming through, Lord. The things hope for, and it's the evidence of things that we can't see. Where prayer is the key, faith unlocks the door. Well, he blessed me once before, but now he'll bless me some more. Cause there's a blessing coming through the Lord. Blessing coming through the Lord. A real blessing coming through the Lord. It's the evidence of things that we can't see. Well, prayer is the key. Faith unlocks the door. He blessed me once before, but he's gonna bless me some more. Cause there's a blessing coming through the Lord. Blessing coming through the Lord. A real blessing coming through the Lord.
Know that you got Jesus,
yeah.
And that's enough. Listen, I'm gonna tell you this, it goes just like this. There's always somebody talking about me. Really, I don't mind. They try to stop and block my progress most of the time. The mean thing they say don't make me feel bad. My plea, came to see about me. He's my all in all. When
to the ground with you. Can I show y'all how some folks do you? Can I show y'all how some folks do you? Can I tell y'all where I was at? I was land. 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 I was land down in the gutter. 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 guitar. What's wrong with Sheba, y'all? What's wrong? Can I let her play that guitar, y'all? Can I let her play? Oh!
Michael Booker from Greensboro, North Carolina, and you're listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network in Raleigh, North Carolina. Catch the wave.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world. While I pray, I'm on his knees to his father that day.
Take it. Take it away, Lord. Take it away. This cup is bitter. Please take it away. Lord, I'll do whatever you say. Lord, I pray. Please take it away. And it makes my soul look back and wonder sometimes. You ought to hear me pull my arm every now and then and look back and say, oh my.
They go back home they go back to church the next Sunday morning. Still they leave the same way. You know how they leave.
Empty hands.
They leave.
Empty hearts.
Where
they
yourself.
There's a way of escape for you and for me. Be strong.
One more time. standing commission. And all will make a way somehow.
Yes, it will.
Yeah, yeah. When we need to cross our back.
Oh, yeah.
I have an insurance. And I know he will. He'll make a way. He'll make a way.
Come on, Clay.
Yeah, listen, yeah. Amazing grace. How sweet.
Like I know.